The last time Congress passed a major immigration bill was 26 years ago. One of its goals was to stop the flow of undocumented migrants across the border. But instead, it seemed to have the opposite effect. Illegal immigration surged. Today, the legacy of the 1986 bill is a critical part of the immigration debate. From the KPBS Fronteras desk, Adrian Florido reports.
It was 1984, and Congress had just killed an immigration reform bill that would have legalized up to 6 million unauthorized immigrants living in the U.S. The bill's most prominent backer wasn't too happy.
I supported this bill. I believe in the idea of amnesty for those who have put down roots and who have lived here, even though sometime back they may have entered illegally.
But President Reagan wasn't about to back down.
I'm going to do everything I can, and all of us in the administration are, to join in again when Congress is back at it, to get an immigration bill that will give us once again control of our borders.
That last part about gaining control of our borders, that was key because the Immigration Reform and Control Act was supposed to solve the nation's immigration problems by doing three things.
It was often referred to as a three-legged stool: border enforcement, workplace enforcement, amnesty.
That's Peter Nunez, who prosecuted lots of immigration cases as the U.S. attorney in San Diego at the time. Today, he's on the board of the Center for Immigration Studies, which supports immigration restrictions. The amnesty bill finally passed in 1986, and it included those provisions for border enforcement and penalties for employers who hired unauthorized workers.
And the idea was that if you just granted an amnesty, that would do nothing more than but to encourage additional future illegal immigration. And that's exactly what happened, because the two enforcement provisions never materialized.
After 86, border security barely improved. Employer penalties weren't enforced. And by 1989, close to 2 million people were crossing the border illegally each year. Now, 26 years later, those statistics are coming back to haunt proponents of a second amnesty, or as it's now euphemistically called, a path to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants. Like losing coaches studying the post-game video, they're looking back on the 86 bill to figure out what went wrong. Conservatives like Nunez offer a helping hand, arguing that illegal immigration soared because the amnesty encouraged it, and that the same will happen this time.
All you need to do is look at the lessons we have taught. Come here, and sooner or later, we'll let you stay.
Of course, this is 2013. A lot's happened in a quarter century.
Okay, people love to beat up on 1986.
Dimitri Papadimitriou advised lawmakers on the 86 bill and now directs the nonpartisan Migration Policy Institute.
Things have changed dramatically. We have invested extraordinary resources in gaining control of the border and in trying to do interior enforcement, which is equally difficult.
Today, hundreds of miles of fence and thousands more agents line the border. The Obama administration has deported more people and fined more employers than any of its predecessors. It has taken a long time.
Is this a failure of 1986? I don't think so. 1986 provided the legal requirements that allowed for these things to evolve.
What he means is that without the 1986 law, we wouldn't even think of immigration reform the way we do today. Back then, building up the border seemed a gargantuan task. Finding employers for hiring people who were already in the country was basically unheard of. But today, they're both happening. Maybe not the way everyone would like, but enough to encourage the president to push for another amnesty. Papadimitriou says the one big failure of the 86 bill was that it didn't allow for future legal immigration to meet workforce needs. He says that's why illegal immigration soared after 86, not because new migrants were hoping for another amnesty. Conservatives may not agree with that, but what they don't disagree with is that in 2013, the legal immigration system is just one more thing that needs fixing. In San Diego, I'm Adrian Florido.